We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Randy Peters, our guest today, internal medicine physician at Allegheny Health Network, downtown Pittsburgh, there on Penn Avenue. Doc, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So as a physician, just curious before we start and talk about Thanksgiving, how have you been dealing with patients through this COVID process?
Well, we've been trying to increase our capacity for telemedicine visits. I take that back. We have been increasing our capacity for telemedicine visits. So nobody who's quarantining or observing public health guidelines or is concerned about exposure has to go without seeing a doctor. They can make an appointment and come see us or at any, in most Asian primary care facilities by video. We've also been taking extra precautions in terms of staffing and so on, in terms of, observing the guidelines of staying masked, and we're spacing out our appointments, so we're socially distancing so you don't have many people sitting in the waiting room to keep everybody 6 feet apart. Maybe there have been a lot of changes.
Hey, okay, from the doctor's office where there's a lot of changes to the Thanksgiving table. The guidelines are not to have big super spreader Thanksgiving parties with grandma, pap, aunts, uncles, and stuff like that, and not even drink alcohol this evening, no bar service. What is the best advice that you can give us for tomorrow?
You really nailed it. The key is stopping the spread. I can't remember which infectious disease specialist it was a few months ago said, if we could all just stand more than 6 feet apart from each other and wear a mask, we could magically do that in this country. In 2 weeks, we'd have a dramatic, spectacular increase. And so everybody on their own small scale, we encourage that. It's so hard at Thanksgiving because you always want to, that's the time that we bring everybody together, but this is the time to double down and just keep to small groups. The safest way is to just have a nuclear family, your own, the smallest possible gathering, and to just keep it home, keep your loved ones virtual, celebrate them and give thanks to for them and with them from a distance. That would be the safest thing.
We're with Dr. Randy Peters from Allegheny Health Network. Doc, with the hopeful future we see with some of the vaccines, what are your patients asking you about when you anticipate these vaccines starting to roll out?
There's been a lot of interest, a lot of interest. Most ask me if it's safe, and I say these vaccines are approved for emergency use. It's pretty hard to imagine anything getting to the FDA without being considered safe. But when they are ready, I'll certainly be lining up for one. In terms of readiness, I would ask people to be patient. This is some of the fastest vaccine development we've ever had in history. But they still need to do many trials on many people, even though those are going well. It takes, even if everything's perfect and magically approved in exactly the right way and everything's great, it still takes time to ramp up production. I don't have an inside line on this. I'm not at the NIH, but my guess based on, expert recommendations of the average person, we're really looking at a good year. When the vaccines are ultimately rolled out, because it takes time to ramp up production, they'll probably be targeting hospital workers and people at highest risk first. So when patients ask me about getting vaccinated, and if they ask me specifically about when, I say it's coming, but it's really not soon. We can't afford to not be vigilant. You have to keep up your guard. It's still going to be a while.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, you know, it's almost like a car when a company announces, like General Motors announces a new Corvette. It's not available immediately, production has to ramp up. It's the same thing with a vaccine. They say that 9 million doses may be available in December, but that's, I mean, we're a country of 360 million people. I mean, the chances of getting
that's
that
exactly
vaccine
right.
are slim and none. Do you think that, do you fear as a professional, do you fear that people will, once they say, hey, the vaccine's on the market, do you fear that they'll just sort of become too lackadaisical?
I fear that we're too lackadaisical now, but yes, that I do worry that will, people are so tired, and they're looking for any glimmer of hope, any glimmer of good news, and when they get it, it's tempting to let your guard down. So yes, I do fear that. That is a perfectly valid fear. When people hear about it, they'll stop taking precautions. This is the time to double down on your precautions. We don't have it yet.
Well, we appreciate you and all of those like you that are on the front lines in our health care field in this area, which is a tremendous comfort to all of us. So thank you, Doc.
Thank you, and thank you for spreading this important message for public health and safety.
Yeah, we're good at spreading information and don't want to be good at spreading anything else. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, sir. You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.